Good morning and welcome to WPPA Sports Saturday, week three of the high school football season, September 7th, 2019. And Sports Saturday proudly funded by CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at caclfcu.org. At CACL Financial, you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
Don't forget to stop by BG's Value Markets in their four convenient locations, full upon aisles of grocery shopping savings. Check them out, Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Minersville. And don't forget, they've got the meats, the freshest meats for that hot irons of the tailgate barbecue. If their meat was any fresher,
you'd have to slap it.
Gears Dairy, the official hydrator, WPPA Sports Saturday and Friday night football events throughout the region, and Saturday afternoons if you play on those. Don't forget, check them out at your favorite retail location. They've got the dairy line from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to start your Saturday morning off just right, and the delicious iced tea and fruit drink products. It's Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road. Chaz, you're slugging down that diet green tea again. I'm enjoying the sugar-free tea once again this morning. And don't become the victim of the proverbial poop storm. Keep those lines and sores clean, as all you got to do is make one little quick call, the Roto-Rooter.
That's the name, and away you go, troubles
down the drain, Roto-Rooter.
And also, we got to welcome St. Luke's University Health Network in. Doesn't matter if you're a full-time pro or a weekend warrior.
Like us.
Check out the full line of orthopedic and spine products, along with sports medicine, at St. Luke's, SLUHN.org, or 1-866-ST-LUKE.
Yeah, we've got to thank St. Luke's for getting us rolling on a Saturday morning. They keep our knees lubed up. Yeah, our vitamin C is kept high from Gears Dairy. The protein is injected from BG's Value Markets, and we pay for it all with the cash that we get from CACL Financial, yeah. And we watch it all go down the drain thanks to Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Well, you're charming and wetty this morning. I need to stretch out a little bit.
Yeah, stretch it up a little bit. Let me give you some scores from last night. How about it, my friend?
Here comes that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah, that's right. Pottsville beat Muhlenberg last night 50-13. Blue Mountain shuts out Hamburg 14-0. Jim Thorpe gets by Panther Valley 67-0. Tamaqua down Schuylkill Haven 37-7. Central Columbia beat Lehighton 26-0. Trinity shut out Marion 48-0. Minersville knocks off Shenandoah Valley 41-0. Nativity gets by the Rams of Columbia Montour Votech 36-6. Newport on the comeback against Pine Grove last night 21-13. The Vikings slay the Dogs last night 48-0 as Williams Valley over Tri-Valley. Mount Carmel gets a victory over Lewisburg 42-23, and Shamokin beats Central Mountain 12-7. Two games on the schedule for today, Mono Area at Holy Redeemer at 1 o'clock, and in a game you can catch on our network station, our sister station, 101.9 FM, T102. It's North Schuylkill at Wyomissing, the Battle of Sparta, as the Spartans take on the Spartans, and going to be an interesting ball game there, Chaz. A lot of people have this one marked and circled on the radar for this afternoon.
Do you know why?
No.
It's the fifth-ranked team in AAA against the ninth-ranked team in AAA in the state polls this week.
Yeah.
That's why it is circled and destination Berks County today for a lot of locals.
Just never know who you may see there.
Just remember to take your lawn chairs, folks, because there is not a lot of seating on the visitor side at Wyomissing.
But don't. Don't discourage anybody from going there, because it's a great experience, a ball game at Wyomissing. We will be there. Our broadcast teams will be there for the next two Saturdays. Mm-hmm. You will be taking the T-102 crew down there today, and then next week we'll also have Wyomissing once again as they host Blue Mountain here on WPPA.
Indeed. Well, Doc, let's start recapping some games, because yeah, we're going to get on the horn this morning. Frank Gaffney is going to join us, the head coach of the Pine Grove area Cardinals, suffering the first defeat of the season last night. But Coach Gaffney, always gracious to talk to us on a Saturday morning. But let's talk about the game you witnessed last night right here in the city for the third week in a row, as Pottsville beat up on Muhlenberg.
Yeah, Pottsville gets it going early and often. They did have some miscues, Chaz. They were able to overcome those miscues. They end up giving up two fumbles yesterday, one of them allowing some points by Muhlenberg. But Damon Yost, again, three touchdown passes. Addison Mullins with the longest at 68 yards last night. You also had Mason Barnes getting involved in on it. But it, he starts it off first with a 27-yard pass, and you had the DeCello kick at 7-0 early on. That is on the second offensive possession. It was a three-and-out first for Muhlenberg. Pottsville gets the ball. They end up fumbling it on the 2-yard line, and Muhlenberg, another three-and-out, gives Pottsville that short field. Next play, bang. That's a 27-yard pitch and catch, Barnes and Yost. Then Kevin DeCello, he was penciled as the starting running back for this season. He missed the first 2 weeks with injury. He's back, and he gets his name in the scoring books on the second touchdown of the night, a 4-yard run. It's 14-0 after one. Pottsville would add three more touchdowns in that second quarter, and sandwiched in between is a Muhlenberg touchdown. It was Kevin Schenck, a 35-yard pass from Yost. Then DeFault gets on the board for Muhlenberg as he reels in a Sam Schucker pass. The point failed, and it at this point is 28-6, and then it goes to 35-6 before the half as Addison Mullins breaks free on a 68-yard pass. And then Bobby Walchok would get a 33-yard run there in the third. That would be the final time that we would see the starters on the first possession of the second half. It goes to a 42-6 advantage, and then Rafe DeCello, he would get a 47-yard run, Chaz. Okay, he runs 47 yards, then he has to go out and do the extra point duties. Well, the snap, it goes over the holder, Patrick Yoder's head, over his head, falls back around the 30-yard line. Rafe DeCello will pick it up, look down the field, and it's Amari Dunn standing at the 2-yard line. He gives it a little chuck. And it's a two-point conversion. So that's some of the things that went in the Tide's way last night. And then Crocker will get a late score in the fourth quarter, a 38-yard run. Add on the kick for Muhlenberg. It's 50-13. They're sent back south of the border. And that series, Chaz, actually will end up 8-8 for the two teams involved out of the 16-year run.
Yeah, that's done.
That is over.
The last time they played, we'll take a look inside the numbers last night as Pottsville, 17 first downs to Muhlenberg, 7. The Tide, 31 rushes for 136 yards, 11 of 12 passing for 235 yards, 371 total yards of offense. Tide dropped twice, lost it twice. Penalties were cleaned up this week,
yep.
4 for only 38 yards. For Muhlenberg, 34 carries, 76 yards, 7 of 21 with a pick for 50 yards through the air. Grand total of 126 yards for Muhlenberg. They also dropped the fumble and lost it. They were penalized 8 times for 50 yards. Rushing the ball last night, we'll take a look at the Tide. Kevin DeCello in his return, 12 carries, 53 yards. Walchak, 6 carries for 51. Rafe DeCello had that one touchdown run for 47. From there, McClure, 2 for 11. Davis, 1 for 8. Snow, 1 for 3. And the rest were in the minus column. Passing last night, Yostat, perfect, 11 for 11 for 235 yards. Yoder was 0 for 1. Pottsville receiving last night, Barnes, 4 catches, 50 yards. Mullins, 3 for 112. Schenck, 2 for 37. And Mates catches 2 passes for 36 yards. Kreiner had the Pottsville interception in the victory.
Yeah, and Crimson Tide, the final game at home to start this 4-game homestand next Friday night as they'll welcome in the Crestwood Comets. Where would you like to go next, my friend?
I saw a game last night at Hawk Hill for the first time in my life.
Wow, really? And it's great hospitality there,
Wonderful. Aaron Menapace and company, the press box maitre d', the voice of the Hamburg Hawks, very nice to us. I hooked him up, though. He was like, wow, Ed never gives me any rosters that look this nice.
Did he hook you up with some tandy cakes, though? That's the question.
He did not. The tasty cake man didn't deliver last night. Not to this fella, anyway. Anyway, it was a game that was battled even at halftime with no one, and I mean no one, getting into the end zone. Defensive first half, and into the locker room we go scoreless, and Blue Mountain comes out, and in the second half, in the third quarter, they capitalize on a very big mistake by Hamburg special teams. The punt snap goes over the punter's head. He tries to run it down. A freshman, Luke Hendricks, who was our Black Rock Truck Bob Weaver Auto uplifting play of the game, was when the freshman Luke Hendricks was able to corral the punter at the 28-yard line. And from there, E-Man. We heard about E-Man last week. Emmanuel yep. Parker, he slips through the line of scrimmage and finds pay dirt and gets Blue Mountain on the board at 6-0 after the extra point sailed wide right. And that's how we ended the third quarter, 6-0. It was a fast-moving ball game. It moved at a blistering pace. I mean, these two teams, although it says there were 20 tosses in the air, yep, everything was run, Robin. And Blue Mountain gets on the board again. Actually, it was 15 yards the first one for Parker's 28-yard run. Came in the fourth quarter. Blue Mountain went for two. They got it, made it 14-0 with a few minutes left to go in the ball game. And the Blue Mountain defense stiffens up after things got loose, and that was it. Blue Mountain comes away 14-0 with the victory last night to move to 3-0.
Eagles defense doing good work last night. They held Hamburg to just 4 first downs, 26 carries, 61 yards, 4 of 11 passing last night for the Hawks for 58 yards, 119 total yards of offense, and only 4 penalties for 30 yards. Blue Mountain, 12 first downs, 38 carries, 147 yards through the air. Jason Dean, 6-9. No interceptions and 91 yards, 238 total yards of offense, and only 3 penalties and 30 yards there for the Eagles. Hamburg, Warren Payston, 15 carries, 60 yards. Bear, 4 for 2. Ruiz, 4 for 2. And you have Parker. You talked about E-Man Parker, 9 of 84 last night.
That's back-to-back weeks with 9 yards per carry and 2 touchdowns.
Thompson, 13 for 48. Farrell, 5 for 13. Dean, 11 for 2 yards. Passing last night, Dean, 6 of 9 for 91 yards. Hanlon, 4 of 10 for 58 yards for the Hawks. And then Watt, one attempt with no completion. Receiving, Blue Mountain was led by Farrell, 1 for 30. Hensley, 1 for 30. Bartholomew, 3 for 22. Tachinski, 1 for 9. Ruiz, 1 for 37 for the Hamburg Hawks. Barter, 1 for 12, and Vernon 1 for 11. No interceptions in the ball game last night.
No, I'll tell you what, the Hamburg defensive line, Jason Dean was running around a little bit last night, and that's why you see his rushing numbers so low, as the Hamburg defensive end and linebackers and defensive backs were coming pretty much in the first half whenever they wanted to. That was kind of the tail of the tape. Both teams were getting great pressure in that first half. The lines backed themselves up a little bit in that second half, but Blue Mountain comes away with the victory, and they're on their way 3-0. Blue Mountain, you said, will be on WPPA next Saturday afternoon at Wyomissing. Hamburg coming into Schuylkill County next Friday night when they'll face the Minersville Battling Miners, who zipped past the Shenandoah Valley Blue Devils last night. And Scott Schwalem getting back into midseason form here in week 3, 297 yards through the air and 5, count them, 5 touchdown passes.
Yeah, and you look at some things. It starts off with a 17-yard pass, then a 11-yard pass, a 72-yard pass, a 9-yard pass, and a 44-yard pass until Minersville finally got a 13-yard run late there in that ball game. Davis, Groff, Malochek, and 3 touchdown passes thrown to Davis last night from Schwalem, 17, 9, and 44 yards. You look inside the numbers a little bit, Chaz.
Hold on a second, Doctor. I'll tell you this. Gabe Davis and Scott Schwalem connection has come alive. Last week they had 2 touchdown receptions together. This week they up it by 1-3. And in his post-game interview as our TB Landscaping Player of the Game last week, Gabe said that he and Scott have been friends for a long, long time, and they always throw footballs together. And he attributed that to their connection. And last night they did it again. As inside the numbers, the Battling Miners, 16 first downs, 24 totes, 116 yards, 14 of 22 passing, no interceptions for 297 yards for Schwalem. 413 yards rolled up last night by Minersville. For Shenandoah Valley, 2 first downs, 26 totes, 29 yards. 6 of 12 passing for 28 yards. The Blue Devils muster just 57 yards of total offense last night. Running the football for the Battling Miners, Adams 4 for 40, Kirkwood 5 for 33, Schwalem 2 for 24, Polinski 1 for 7. Urquiza, 3 for 6. Woodford, 6 for 3. Andrzejczyk, 1 for 3. Williams, 1 for 1. For Shenandoah Valley, Dunn, 5 carries, 23 yards. Carvoy, 9 for 11. Nickerson, 2 for 8. Slater, 1 for 3. And we talked about the passing game last night for Scott Schwalm. Junebug Carvoy was the quarterback for Shenandoah, receiving Grafe, 6 catches, 89 yards. Davis, 5 for 100. Malochik, 1 for 72. Bradshaw, 1 for 29. Andrzejczyk, 1 for 7. For Shenandoah Valley, Alshevsky caught 3 passes for 14 yards. Donchak, 2 for 9. And Vavasis, 1 for 5.
Where do you want to go now, my friend?
Let's talk about the Tamaqua area Blue Raiders defeating Schuylkill Haven last night, 37-30. It got started on a Pierce Demetriadis 12-yard run. Then Nate Boyle, a 4-yard run. Boyle, a 70-yard run. Barron catches a 29-yard pass from Knobloch. Schilling, a 40-yard interception return. Tamaqua gets a safety. And then Schuylkill Haven scores in the third quarter. Dissinger, Hunter Dissinger, gets in from 1 yard out. And when you look at the numbers, Doc, some pretty impressive statistics. Knobloch last night, 6 of 7 for 123. I'll bet you his completion rating is somewhere in the upper 90%.
Yeah, and that quarterback, I mean, we joked about it. The quarterback rating was near perfect, and it has to remain near perfect for him if you would work that thing out, as Knobloch is really on fire over there in the land of running water. They may need some water to run over him, one of these opponents, to chill him down, because he's smoking right now. Tamaqua, 13 first downs, 28 carries, 196 yards, 6 of 7 passing, 1 interception for 123 yards in the air, 319 total yards.
That interception, that should be 0. Looking at the rest of the line score, he didn't throw a pick last night.
Yeah, 319 total yards through the air yesterday for Tamaqua. They did have the dropsies last night, Chaz. Dropped the ball 5 times and gave it up 4. Schuylkill Haven, 10 first downs, 37 for 94 yards, 4 of 9 and 2 interceptions in the air. 72 yards as the aerial assault gets going a little bit for Schuylkill Haven. 166 total yards of offense for the Hurricanes. They drop it 3 times and give it up just once. You look inside the numbers a little bit. Reber, 5 for 59 for Schuylkill Haven. Clouser, 7 for 29. Dissinger, 7 for 25. Brisch, 9 for 13. And then everybody else is downhill from there. Boyle last night paced away for the Raiders, 6 for 103 yards last night. Hess, 7 for 58. Nate Kirby, 4 for 25. Demetriadis, 2 for 15. Hollenbach, 2 for 3 last night. And then passing, Kobe Brisch in there as the quarterback, 3 of 6 for 51 yards, as the young man, Donati, went down with injury, and I believe is out for the season, Chaz,
yeah,
for Haven.
I think that's the way it worked last week. He got hurt, and from there it kind of turned into Kobe Brisch and the Wildcat. I know Mike Farr earlier in the year. We saw that last year when they went to play North Schuylkill. Coach Farr said before the game, watch this tonight. He said, I know what's going to happen, and you know, we're going to try something to see if it's going to be fruitful later on in the year. And so Brisch stepping in last night and trying to get the job done. Then Trent Creasy comes in. He's 1 for 3 with 2 interceptions for 21 yards for Schuylkill Haven.
We talked about Knobloch's number, that 6 of 7 for 123 last night. Reeling him in for Schuylkill Haven, Belewis, 2 for 25. Reber, 1 for 26. Garrick, 1 for 21. For Tamaqua, Demetriadis, 2 for 23. Ham, 1 for 50. Barron, 1 for 29. Kistler, 1 for 11. Gregoire, 1 for 10. Interceptions last night for Tamaqua. You have Schilling and Demetriadis checking in with the picks last night for the Blue Raiders.
Let's go to Carbon County here, Doc, where Jim Thorpe comes into Lansford and takes it to Panther Valley.
Yeah, it all starts off early and often. It's C.J. Selby, a 37-yard run, and Binder gets in with a 59-yard pass from Calcano. Then Madera gets a 15-yard run. Selby, once again, a 40-yard punt return last night for C.J. A 10-yard run, Heron a 1-yard run, Bowen a 3-yard run, Fiorato a 5-yard run, Gavinick a 24-yard run, Burak a 15-yard run. And it's all Jim Thorpe early and often. The Olympians advance to 3-0 on the season, Chaz. Inside those numbers?
Well, Jim Thorpe had just 17 first downs in scoring 67 points last night. 32 carries, 452 yards on the ground. 5 for 7 passing for Calcano. No interceptions for 82 yards. 534 total yards of offense last night by the Olympians. For Panther Valley, they get just 3 first downs, 30 carries for minus 21 yards, 3 of 9 passing with a pick for 19 yards. Total yards for Panther Valley, minus 2. So in 2 weeks of football, Jim Thorpe's defense has given up minus 5 total yards of offense.
Yeah. Unreal.
Oh, baby. Individually last night, C.J. Selby, 10 carries, 168 yards.
That Bowen, is 16.8 yards a carry.
Easy
wow.
math this morning, yeah. thankfully. Bowen, 2 carries for 67 yards. Burak, 3 for 46. Madera, 5 for 34. Governick, 2 for 32. Tinajero, 1 for 27. Butler, 1 for 25. Calcano, 2 for 19. Fiorito, 3 for 17. Stricko, 2 for 16. And Heron, 1 for 1. For Panther Valley, Hribik, 3 carries for 6 yards. Pasco, 9 carries for 4. And from there, it drops off. Receiving the ball last night, Snisky, 1 for 16. Binder, 1 for 59. Madera, 1 for 7 for the Olympians. For Panther Valley, White caught 2 balls for 12 yards. And Hoban, 1 for 7. Stricka had the interception last night for the Olympians. So that's what was going on in those ball games, doctors. We shift to Marion. Picks up Trinity for a one and done and finds themselves on the short side of the stick, 48-0. Dakota Streisel threw for 80 yards in relief of injured starting quarterback Mason Miller, but Marion gets blanked on the board last night, 48-0.
Yeah, Scott with a one-yard run and another one-yard run. Rossi with a two-yard run. Rossi with a 46-yard run. Berrigan with a three-yard pass from Scott. McAlfie, a 17-yard pass. And then Schlager with a 67-yard run for Trinity. You look inside the numbers, Trinity, 25 first downs, 26 carries, 290 yards, 16 of 22 passing for 219, 509 total yards of offense thrown up by the Shamrocks. Marion, 12 first downs, 23 carries, 30 yards, 8 of 9 passing last night in between those two quarterbacks, 105 yards through the air for the 135 total yards of offense. And they dropped the ball twice and lost it once. You look at the rushing numbers, Chaz?
Well, Mason Miller, Nick Falls all go into the negative column. The team was also negative 21, but Ocasio, 9 carries, 53 yards. The younger Miller, 2 for 14. Streisel, 2 for 5. For Trinity, Scott with 60 yards on 7 totes. Kaczynski, 5 for 48. Rossi, 3 for 53. Wooer, 6 for 38.
Woo!
Porter, 3 for 28. Schlager, 1 for 67. Yeah, receiving the ball, Streisel, 1 catch for 14 yards. Terron, 4 for 41. Wimmer, 1 for 24. And Goff, 2 for 26. For Trinity, Kaczynski, 3 catches, 63 yards. Porter, 3 for 42. MacArthur, 1 for 24. Berrigan, 5 for 44. McAuliffe, 2 for 33. And Cooper, 2 for 13. Lehighton hosted Central Columbia last night. They got shut out 26-0. Garrett McNellis fired 4 touchdown passes to lead the Blue Jays over the Indians. We'll take a look inside the numbers quickly, Doc, as the scoring was all Central Columbia. Lehighton and Central Columbia each had 9 first downs.
Yeah.
Even there.
Central Columbia then pulls away, 31 carries, 77 yards, 13 of 20 passing, 1 interception for 236 yards, 313 total yards in the offensive set. And you look at Lehighton, 34 carries, 95 yards, 5 of 17 passing, 5 interceptions by the quarterbacks for Lehighton, 49 yards in the air, 144 total yards of offense.
Theme coming through here, Doc.
What's
Lehighton. This is their third game, the second game that they've seen an aerial assault thrown at them, and it's the second loss for the Indians. They played against Schuylkill Haven last week, a vaunted rushing attack, and Lehighton able to hold that defensively, but it seems like the airwaves have not been kind to the Lehighton defense.
You look inside these numbers, Chaz, leading the way for Central Columbia, rushing the ball is Rainier with 5 for 38, Johnson 14 for 32, Lindsay 2 for 12, Turner 1 for 8, Devlin 1 for 2. For Lehighton, McDowell 19 for 68, San Giuliano 6 for 28, Crum 1 for 4, Ramirez 3 for 1. And then passing last night, McNeilis for Central Columbia, 13 of 20, 1 interception for 236 yards. Fraunhauser, 4 for 12, 2 interceptions and 42 yards for Lehighton. San Giuliano, 1 for 5, 3 interceptions for 7 yards. Catching the ball for Central Columbia, Bradley, 6 receptions, 6 for 95. Reefer, 2 for 28. Devlin, 2 for 26. Carter, 1 for 15. Rainier, 1 for 12. Johnson, 1 for 7. And for Lehighton, Crum, 4 for 27. Hunsiger, 1 for 22.
Well, there was a big game in the Valley last night, Edward.
And a big 50-50.
50-50 over, granted, it was four digits last night in Higgins. That thanks to our crack correspondent, Jay-Z, from the Wake Up Show. He was in attendance at this one last night.
If I would have knew, I would have given him money to play the 50-50.
Yeah,
he's got to mention that
he's
stuff
tell
to
us.
Us.
Yes, to tell he's us.
Got, we would have made it up over 1,200 probably.
Yeah, well, with your money, he'd have been carting a wheelbarrow full of your money into that one.
No.
If anyway, I had, it was all Williams Valley as they put 14 up in the first quarter. A scoreless second quarter, and then in the second half, whoa, baby, 34 points by Williams Valley. Tallies it at 48-0 in that border war.
Yeah, you look at it at an angle, a 10-yard pass from Herb, then Arejo, 20-yard pass from Herb, then Wolfgang gets a 60-yard fumble return. Arejo then gets a 25-yard pass from Herb. Then it's Williams Valley, a minute 15-yard run.
I thought they were out of Wolfgangs in Williams Valley. Guess not. Here comes another.
It's like Chicatanos in Mount Carmel and Shamokin. They just run on forever. Then you got a B. Miller checking in with a 78-yard run, and an A. Miller checking in with an 11-yard run for the Vikes, and the 48-0 win. 17 first downs for the Vikings, 31 carries, 293 yards on the ground, 8 of 21 passing, 1 interception for 114 through the air, 407 total offensive production. Tri-Valley, 6 first downs, 33 totes, 98 yards, 3 of 18 passing, 3 interceptions for 12 yards. Through the air, 110 total yards of offense, 5 fumbles, and they lost 3 last night, the Dogs.
Indeed. Brady Miller, 22 carries, 237 yards for the Vikings. Minnick, 3 for 28. Joseph, 2 for 16. Engel, 1 for 11. I believe it's Austin Miller. I'm not quite sure, but I think 1 for 11. Bryce Herb, 2 carries, lost some yardage. For Tri-Valley, Chase Herb, 14 carries, 91 yards. Scheib, 8 for 32. Galupi, 1 for 3. And from there, everybody's in the minus column. We talked about the passing last night for Williams Valley. Herb, 8-21 with a pick for 114. Jonas McGrath, 3 receptions, 14 attempts, 3 interceptions for 12 yards. Miller did not connect on 4 tries. Rejo, 3 catches for 78 yards. Cruz, 1 for 17. Engel, 2 for 10. Brady Miller, 2 for 9 for Tri-Valley. Morgan, 1 for 9. And Herb, 2 for 3. Interceptions by the Vikings were by Brady Miller. He had 2. Cruz had the other. And Scheib picked one off for Tri-Valley. Pine Grove goes to Newport last night, and Ethan Rode rushes for 146 yards and a pair of second-half touchdowns. It was 13-7 in intermission, and the final tally in this one is 21-13. Newport beats Pine Grove, and Shea Morgan took a 92-yard kickoff return to the house. The Cards try for 2. It does not work. The Newport gets on the board with a York pass to Taylor from 9 yards away. Pine Grove answers in the second quarter. Luckenbill gets a 6-yard run. The kick is good. We go to the break. It's 13-7. Then Rode grumbles in from 3 yards out in the third quarter and 6 yards out in the fourth. And that hands Newport a 21-13 victory.
You look at the Buffaloes, 15 first downs, 46 carries, 161 yards, 7 of 11 passing for 51 yards, 222 yards of offense. They drop the ball 4 times and lose it once. Pine Grove, 10 first downs, 40 carries, 191 yards, 3 of 5 passing with an interception for 16 yards, 207 yards of offense last night for the Cards. They dropped the bird seed 3 times and lost it once. Rushing last night, Luckenbill leads the way for Pine Grove, 13 carries, 108 yards. Kinsel, 19 for 102, Nye, 2 for 4. Then Newport Road, those 27 carries for 146 yards. Pyle, 3 for 7. Huggins, 2 for 9. Van Horn, 2 for 1. Passing, it was Crow, 3 of 5 for an interception and 16 yards. And for Newport, it was York, 7 for 11 for 1 interception and 51 yards. Leading the receiving and the only receiver reeling him in is Shea Morgan, 3 for 16 for Pine Grove. Newport Road, 2 for 11. Taylor, 2 for 21. Van Horn, 1 for 9. Bates, 1 for 9. Pyle, 1 for 1. Interceptions by Newport was reeled in by Bates.
Pair of games today. We'll touch on that a little later on. What do you say we break away and dial up Frank Gaffney? We'll talk Pine Grove area Cardinal football here this morning on Sports Saturday. What do you think about that?
Yeah, after that recap, I need to rehydrate with some Gear sugar-free iced tea, Chaz, the official hydrator of WPPA Sports Saturday. Wow, a lot to talk about.
And sporting venues all over Schuylkill County.
Yeah, we'll come back with Frank Gaffney here on Sports Saturday on AM 1360, 106 FM.
And worldwide at WPPARadio.com.
Don't forget the podcast, Chaz, if you missed the show live.
You can find it on a bunch of outlets. Spotify, Anchor.fm is the home of WPPA Sports Saturday, the podcast. We'll be back right after these words.
If you're a business owner, you know that keeping track of your finances is a daily challenge. Make your banking as easy as it can be at CACL Financial. CACL Financial is the convenient, cost-effective, and friendly place to do your business banking. If you're a business that's located in or does business in Schuylkill County, become a member today. What makes a business banking relationship with CACL Financial better for you? We have business deposit accounts, free checking, and no maintenance fees and no minimum deposits. Need financing? CACL Financial offers business loans of all kinds and merchant services too. CACL Financial, business banking the way it was meant to be. That's why we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County in the Reader's Choice poll for the fifth consecutive year. Call 570-628-2400 to learn more or online at caclfcu.org. Like us on Facebook. A better business banking relationship is just one step away at CACL Financial. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
Your family and your wallet will love you for shopping at BG's Value Markets in Minersville, Pine Grove, Jonestown, and Millersburg. Specials good through Monday, September 9th. All natural chuck roast, $3.98 per pound. Tyson chicken nuggets, patties, and tenders, $3.88 each. Hatfield Tavern ham, $3.28 a pound. Boneless pork sirloin roast, $1.78 a pound. BG's in-store bakery features fresh baked Italian bread, $1.48 a loaf. Petite Kaiser rolls, 8-pack, $2.18. All natural haddock fillets, $6.98 a pound. 10 packs of Dunkin' Coffee K-Cups, only $6.88. Red or white seedless grapes, $1.48 per pound. Assorted varieties of local apples, just 98 cents a pound. BG's store-made ham salad, $4.98 a pound. Creamy Skippy peanut butter, $1.88. And Starkist chunk light tuna, packed in water or oil, 88 cents a can. BG's Value Markets, where freshness, quality, and service are number one. In Minersville, Pine Grove, Jonestown, and Millersburg.
Schuylkill County, where farmers and lumbermen originally plied the lush valleys and forests, but what was underneath the ground would rain prosperity over the region. Coal. For over 100 years, coal dominated the subterranean landscape, but under the soil lurks a more nefarious substance, the likes of which strike fear into the hearts of men. Poop. Through a vast network of pipes and conduits, a veritable river of poop courses beneath the pastoral landscape of Schuylkill County, threatening to wreak havoc at a moment's notice. And sometimes, it does. At times like these, the brave heroes of Roto-Rooter are called upon to quell the proverbial poop storm. Broken pipes, septic calamities, and backed up drains are no match as the saviors of Schuylkill drive the brown menace back to the dank netherworld from which it came. So remember, when poop happens,
call Roto-Rooter.
That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
It's that wrenching feeling in your neck when you wake up. That back pain when you lift the groceries. When this pain hits, think St. Luke's Comprehensive Spine. Our approach to treating back and neck pain will get you on a course to healing, often without surgery. Most back and neck pain can be resolved through physical therapy. And when it can't, we offer a full spectrum of specialty services. To begin healing, call 1-866-ST-LUKES. St. Luke's Comprehensive Spine. We've got your back and neck and spine.
Hi, this is Steve Jones. You're listening to WPPA Sports Saturday. Tune in later today and join Jack Ham and I for Nittany Lion Football, your home for Penn State Sports, AM 1360 and FM 106.
Roger Corey, Jack Ham, Derek Williams, and
Steve Jones.
Yeah. We'll be hamming it up outside the Bryce Jordan Center for the Penn State tailgate right around 6 o'clock tonight. 7:30 kickoff between the Bulls of Buffalo and the Nittany Lions of Penn State from Beaver Stadium. Of course, it's live here on WPPA. All season long, we're your Nittany Lion football station. But joining us now from the land of the Cardinals, Pine Grove Cardinals, the head coach himself, Frank Gaffney, on the program this morning. And good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Frank, a little hard luck card yesterday as we were talking before we went on the air, dropping a game to Newport, a hotly contested game, but some casualties in the process, huh?
Yeah. Right from the get-go, our quarterback goes down. He's averaging over 100 yards in rushing, and it was a key to our offense. He didn't play one of the game, so we ended up putting on 14-year-old Mason Crow. No better way to learn than into the fire. And so, he came in and But again, you know, we were limited to what we could do, and Newport's a good team, and you know, we did what we could do last night and got through it healthy. So,
you know, when you take a look, your offense coming in with Josh Leininger at the helm, averaging about 50 some points a game, 50 and a half, maybe 52 and a half points a game. And boy, everybody said Frank Gaffney's a defensive coach, but whoa, baby, look at this offense to match this year. And last night your field general goes down. So look to pick up the pieces and get that youngster up to speed this week, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the life of small school football. You know, one or two injuries away from changing the whole dynamics of your team. You know, we have a great leadership behind it. You know, last night my kids, they played very well defensively. You know, Newport has Rhodes, who's a great. He's going to be a 3,000-yard rusher. We played very well against them. I mean, you know, when we had that adversity come in, all I looked forward to my kids last night was how you're going to respond to the adversity that came upon us. And you know, my kids played very well with the situation that was dealt in our hands.
Frank, you know, the score ends up being 21-13, but the, as you were saying, I mean, they get a late score there in the fourth quarter. I mean, actually, the game is 14-13. So, you know, I mean, to me, I mean, you overcome that adversity. You played very well, and, I mean, you just go back to practice this week, and you get Mason Crow underneath center a little bit more time. Now he's up with the ones, and, hey, next week you look to regroup and fire away once again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, We knew that when that situation happened yesterday, that, you know, our playbook went from, you know, a full playbook to, you know, three or four formations. And, you know, we literally ran five offensive plays last night. You know, we still have the three-headed monster in the backfield. I mean, we still have Shane Morgan, Dalton Kinsel, and Josh for Carl Luckenbill. You know, Kinsel ran for another 100 yards last night. Luckenbill ran for another 100 yards last night. You know, so we, you know, our offense is still there, but you know, when you're traveling to a, you know, an away venue and second play of the game, you have to put in a 14-year-old kid. It definitely changes the atmosphere of the game for a little bit.
You know, Frank, talk about how lucky that 14-year-old kid is with kids like Trey Reynolds, Keith Kuppenhaver, and Zach Clavati back up front in front of him to keep people away from him.
Oh, 100%. I mean, our offensive line last night, they pretty much just dominated the box. You know, we couldn't go to our explosive packages, you know, when we had Leininger in there. And we knew that. We knew we were going to limit it with things that we could do. But I was just up front in the line we had would protect him. So, we ran our character offense that's going to keep the ball in our hands. We're going to chew up the clock. We're going to pound away, and that's what we did last night. I mean, we controlled that game for 3.5 quarters, and we actually had a bad snap on a punt, which gave them the ball on the 10-yard line, which ended up leading to a score for them to, you know, pull away. So, you know, a few bad plays here and there and, you know, some learning experiences. But overall, as a program, it was nice to see us, you know, not when the waters get rough, not jump ship.
You know, Frank, you touch on that three-headed running attack, and some people would say it's a good situation to have and it's a bad situation to have. How important is it for those boys to be, you know, sharing and caring more or less, you know what I mean, and not be selfish?
Well, I mean, this is our motto and our mindset. You know, it doesn't matter who gets the ball, it's what they do when they have it. And you look going into it, you know, for the past basically three games of the season, each game we've had 300-yard rushers. From Leininger, Kinsel, and Luckenbill, you know, each of them were on pace, you know, for 1,000-yard rushers this year. You know, controlling the game and behind that offensive line, like you touched on before, you know, it's nice to have that we still have that attack. And you know, last night with that young kid, that quarterback, it was nice that we were able to slow the game down for him. You know, not put him into a panic situation and, you know, allow him to stand the ball up and get his feet wet.
You know, Frank, he has some pretty good options on the outside. Shea Morgan coming back to the program this year after injury has to be a big boost. And also Colin Ibarra stepping up into some pass-catching scenarios.
Yeah, I mean, you know, on the edge, you know, like I said last night, we were a little limited throwing the ball, you know, without having Josh in there. And we knew that. But having Shea, who's just a phenomenal athlete, great hands, great route, runs great routes, great vision in the field. He actually took the opening kickoff, just 96 yards for a touchdown to open the game up. So, you know, having those guys, Ibarra, I mean, he's only, Ibarra's, I think he's 14, he might have just turned 15, he's only a sophomore. You know, again, you look across the board, you know, we're still a very young program. All our skill guys return for this season.
You know, when you take a look defensively, that's been the motto since you took over. I know you like that side of the football an awful lot. But, you know, your team's only given up, what, 21 points in 3 weeks?
Yeah, that's the total last night, you know. You know, we gave up 21 to them, our starters. You know, at the end of the game, the first two games, young guys gave up a score in each game. You know, our goal is to keep every team under 20 points. You know, and if we do that, our offense will produce enough points to win the game. And, you know, last night was a prime example that we have four kids on our starting defense playing out of position. Because of keep getting banged up in the game and line error being out, he's our starting free safety. So we had a move to get around. And still, you know, Newport comes in throwing for 180 yards a game, and they only threw for 50 yards last night.
Frank, yeah. I remember you standing in here a few years ago when you took over this program at Pine Grove, and one of your goals was to sooner or later get into the Schuylkill League. Well, that going to become a reality as you're doing the farewell tour through the Tri-Valley League this season.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting. I can't wait. You know, just the fact that, you know, the teams are going to be playing, the rapport you have with those coaches, the kids, the community, that, you know, it's going to bring back, you know, we're going out to Newport, and, you know, for me, Newport, you know, I don't know that from Adam out there, but, you know, it's going to be nice and to be able to travel to Minersville, Schuylkill Haven, you know, Marion, and play these local teams and get those rivalries back.
You know, Frank, talk about this community in Pine Grove. They've really come out to support the kids and you as the boss out there now, and, boy, it's been quite a find for you to find a place like Pine Grove where the community gets so far behind their sports programs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I took over out there, my number one goal was to create a culture at Pine Grove where people are excited for football. Yeah, you're excited for Friday nights. You know, shut the town down, turn the lights off, and go to the high school stadium. You know, we preach family. We wear it on the back of our helmets. And it's not just a football family. It's, you know, it's a whole town out there. And, you know, we're getting there. You know, it's a process, and I knew it's going to be a 3 to 5 year process to get where I want to be. But, you know, everybody's buying into what we want out there, the kids, the parents, the community. And, you know, for me as a second-year head coach, there's nothing more you can ask for than that.
You know, Frank, you talk about that process, and I was going to allude to a question about that. And how, right now, if you had to grade yourself and your team and your fellow coaches, where do you think you are in that process? About the, you know, 85% completed?
Ah, man, that's a tough one. buying into the program, yeah, we're there. The kids are bought in. The community, the youth program. You know, we transitioned everything. That now the Mitchell program's running my offense. They're running our defense, terminology-wise. You know, in that point, we're getting there. Overall, I mean, I don't think you can put a number on it. You know, we still have a lot of work to do. You know, our goal is to put a competitive team every week, every Friday out in the field, and, you know, we will do that. So, you know, I'd say maybe 75% the way there.
Next week, Frank, you host the T-102 Game of the Week with Tri-Valley coming into Pine Grove. And have you had an opportunity to break anything down on the Bulldogs yet?
Not really. You know, I know, Jeff always puts a very good ball club together. They're always competitive. Tri-Valley's always tough. Again, for me, like I said last year, this whole league, all these teams are all green to me. You know, I'm not familiar with everyone and everyone's coaching style, but, you know on paper when you're playing Tri-Valley and Wings Valley, you're going to be ball clubs, and they're going to play and they're going to come after you. So, you know, it's going to be an energetic and emotional game. You know, another great game that you want to be a part of. There are games you want to coach in.
Indeed, and it's interesting that the Tri-Valley and Williams Valley also making the jump into the Schuylkill League with you, and still may be on the schedule as non-league, I guess you could say,
games. Yeah, we'll keep them as our rival games.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool, too, that you know, everybody that was in the Tri-Valley League together is coming into the Schuylkill League fold for those two, I don't know how you, small school, golden, white, I don't even know what colors they gave them, but, you know, everybody's back in there, and that's kind of cool that that family has stuck together as well.
Yeah, yeah, we made, when the whole decision was going down, it was, all three or no one, and I know Tim, he spoke to me, and I know Jeff was talking to Tim about it, and you know, everybody wants to make the decision and make the jump together. And you know, when you see the Tri-Valley Williams Valley games or the Pine Grove Tri-Valley or Pine Grove Williams Valley games, you know, they're a very energetic, you know, high energy game. And, you know, those are games people like to go watch. Bringing those into the league and bringing the Schuylkill Haven rivalry in and Minersville, all these teams, but you're going to get 8, 9, 10 weeks of those games instead of just 2 or 3 in the year.
Well, Frank, we thank you for taking some time out of your busy Saturday morning. Get back to watching some other form of football, as they know it around the world as football, and enjoy and. We'll catch up with you, as Chaz says, next week. And then also don't forget our annual pilgrimage to Pine Grove when Juniata comes in for that homecoming game. We'll be out there once again for a great day of Pine Grove athletics.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me today, guys.
All right, Frank. Thanks for taking time out this morning, buddy.
All right. I'll see you.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye. There you have it, Doc. Frank Gaffney on the horn this morning from his Saturday morning duties.
Yeah.
Wise man, that Frank Gaffney, where he's at this morning. But, Doc, we'll come back. We're going to preview what's on tap today in high school football.
Yeah.
Maybe spin some Nittany Lion lure.
Ooh.
We'll see if time permits to talk about
Your buddy Big Game James.
It's all coming up on Sports Saturday on AM 1360, 106 FM.
And worldwide, WPPARadio.com.
Don't forget about the podcast.
You work hard for your money, so don't let the big banks take it away in service fees and charges every month. Bank at CACL Financial, and you'll see the difference. At CACL Financial, not only will you be treated like family, your money will work for you. If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Schuylkill County, CACL Financial has the products and services to meet your personal and business banking needs. People love banking with us so much that we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 5 consecutive years in the Reader's Choice poll. At CACL Financial, it's more than checking and savings accounts and CDs or home mortgages, vehicles, and home equity loans. CACL Financial meets your needs every day. Visit our convenient office on West Market Street in Pottsville. Online at CACLFCU.org and like us on Facebook. CACL Financial, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road is the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy. Gears prides themselves on their high standards and offers quality produced milk products as well as orange juice, fruit drinks, and their very own popular iced tea. Make Gears a name you invite into your home every day. Look for Gears products in your favorite supermarket or convenience store. Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road, the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy. Always committed to excellence.
Coming up this Sunday afternoon on WPPA, AM 1360 and 106 FM.
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Doylestown dentist Richard Bash is a busy guy. When he's not caring for patients, he's tending to his property with its chickens and ducks. When a deteriorating hip condition completely took over his life, Richard turned to St. Luke's Orthopedic Care. Richard had a total hip replacement, and with the pain gone, was back to work and his backyard friends a few days later. Find Richard's extraordinary story at ortho.sluhn.org. Or for information on St. Luke's Orthopedic Care, call 1-866-ST-LUKES.
C-O-A-C-H. Five letters synonymous with leadership and encouragement. A person who cares about your success in athletics, but even more about your success in life. Hear from the coach right here on the Penn State Coaches Show.
The Penn State Football Coaches Show, hosted by Steve Jones, Thursday evenings beginning at 6:05 on WPPA, AM 1360, and 106 FM.
Schuylkill County, where farmers and lumbermen originally plied the lush valleys and forests, but what was underneath the ground would rain prosperity over the region. Coal. For over 100 years, coal dominated the subterranean landscape. But under the soil lurks a more nefarious substance, the likes of which strike fear into the hearts of men. Poop. Through a vast network of pipes and conduits, a veritable river of poop courses beneath the pastoral landscape of Schuylkill County, threatening to wreak havoc at a moment's notice. And sometimes, it does. At times like these, the brave heroes of Roto-Rooter are called upon to quell the proverbial poop storm. Broken pipes, septic calamities, and backed up drains are no match as the saviors of Schuylkill drive the brown menace back to the dank netherworld from which it came. So remember, when poop happens,
call Roto-Rooter.
That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hi, this is Steve Jones. You're listening to WPPA Sports Saturday. Tune in later today and join Jack Ham and I for Nittany Live Football, your home for Penn State Sports, AM 1360 and FM 106.
Steve Jones and the gang getting the tailgate show on the air at 6 o'clock. Then at 7:30, it's kickoff between Penn State and Buffalo. The game out at University Park at Beaver Stadium, Chaz. And big game, James put up 79 big ones last Saturday.
Yeah, and today Mono Area takes on Holy Redeemer at 1 o'clock. This has become an annual event for the Golden Bears. However, I believe this will be the last time they'll be playing Holy Redeemer. If memory serves correct, from looking at the Schuylkill League Colonial League Cooperative Scheduling Agreement, this could be it, and the Golden Bears have had their way with Holy Redeemer the past few seasons. And Mono Area looking to get on the winning side of things after jumping out to an 0-2 start after a lot of pundits, including your sideline guy, felt that Mono Area was going to be the Division II Schuylkill League champ this year.
My sideline guy thought the Golden Bears would be, wow.
Yeah. He gave
insider
them
information, probably.
Their lone
Wait. You remember how we always say that, the significant other, if they're happy, you're happy. I think he was just trying to, keep the peace. That's what he was trying to do, I think.
Oh, no, because on touchdown tips last night, if you were paying attention, he picked Holy Redeemer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. So I guess he's a little flip-flop, a little wishy-washy. I don't know what to say.
Homer Charlie is a little wishy-washy. But, Danny Lawrence back at quarterback could run wild today for the Golden Bears on the road in Wilkes-Barre. And
I didn't even know where Holy Redeemer is.
It's in Wilkes-Barre.
So it's one of those. Mm-hmm. I wonder, the question is how did their numbers get affected with the jointure of all of those schools up in Wilkes-Barre?
That's a good question. I mean Wilkes-Barre Area School District's football program has seemed to be winning this season. So
the Wolf Pack.
Is that what they are? The Wilkes-Barre Wolf Pack.
The Wolf Pack is their motto or their mascot. It is interesting to see. But, a lot of times when you get those junctures and those big programs coming together, a lot of people say, well, my child, my son, my daughter may not have the opportunity once we get into a larger, population student-wise that we would have to, give my kid the best opportunity. So we might look at, looking somewhere else. And, maybe it affected Holy Redeemer in a positive manner.
Big one today in Reading as North Schuylkill travels to play Wyomissing. And this is a pair of Spartan teams matching up against one another. And for North Schuylkill, they're ranked fifth in the current weekly poll. For the state in AAA, Wyomissing this week entered at number 9. So this is an early Christmas gift, and it'll be on T-102 as J.P., Larry, and I will be traveling south once again, this time on a Saturday. Last night we went to Hamburg. Today we go to Wyomissing. And, this North Schuylkill program certainly hitting on all cylinders. You had an opportunity to see Wyomissing a week ago.
Yeah, and I don't know if you could use the Potsdam game as a gauge for Wyomissing to tell you how they are year in and year out, because it doesn't matter if they're going to be the state champion, if Pottsville's a state champion. Those two teams play each other in weird ways. I think they're so a mirror image of one another slightly that they, always have low scoring affairs that could go one way or the other. So I don't know if you could use last week's game as a gauge on to get a real feel on what Why I'm Missing is. I think today you're going to get a real feel on what Why I'm Missing is, and I think that would also give Blue Mountain an idea of how that they're going to look at what they're going to get from the Spartans next Saturday. It's very interesting though that when you look at it and you look at Coach Wolfram, he loves to come up here and play. Loves to play Schuylkill County teams.
He likes Veterans Memorial Stadium. He's seeing the fruits of coming up and playing Division I Schuylkill League teams on a more regular basis. Coming into this one against North Schuylkill, Coach Wolfram was not sold putting North Schuylkill on the schedule. He wanted video of their game against Pottsville last season and their game against Blue Mountain last season before making this decision. And he decided to go with it. And here we go. We have a great ball game on a Saturday afternoon in a college-like atmosphere in Why I'm Missing. And the question will be, can North Schuylkill's offense roll up what they've done in the early parts of this season against Loyal Sock and Shamokin against the Why I'm Missing defense that you said was kind of tough?
Yeah, it is kind of tough. It's going to be interesting because North Schuylkill's Jaden Leiby, he may find himself bottled up a little bit. They may have to look for some other weapons. I mean, maybe North Schuylkill might have to go and say, hey, listen, we got to go two or three deep in that backfield to try to figure things out and to open things up a little bit for Jaden Leiby. You know what I mean? Because Jaden, that double threat. You know, he could run with the ball at any time in that read option that they run there at North Schuylkill. He has that option that, things don't look good to throw the ball, he's taking off with it. So it may be a tough time for him to get settled in there at the beginning. They may have to try to force it a little bit up the middle and try to open things up a little bit, maybe even try to stretch that field a little bit vertically. Look for Jaden Leiby maybe to have a big passing day.
Well, he had certainly has risen to the occasion this year, a little bit more efficient in the passing game for the Spartans. Dylan Dietz, Jesse White have emerged as some pretty good targets so far for Leiby, and he's throwing the ball a little bit better. It'll be interesting to see. I guess
I want to when you talk about family, and you heard Frank Gaffney talk about family early on here this afternoon, or this morning, on the program about how things are family. I seen the Spartans family out last Sunday night enjoying some dips of ice cream. And the offensive playmakers, defensive playmakers, all the big names that you know, mm-hmm. all out having a good time. And Jaden Leiby had to step away and take a telephone interview from somebody in the press.
Well, sometimes I guess the spotlight isn't all that it's cracked up to be. Is we have a movie star in the studio, so that means we have to wrap it up.
Glasses.
JP's got shades on today. He's incognito. Almost looks like Ted Kaczynski. But that's going to do it for the program here this morning, Doc, and we have to thank some fine sponsors, of course, none bigger than CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at caclfcu.org. Voted the number one lending institution for the past 5 years. It's because you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
BG's Value Market, your tailgating headquarters with four convenient locations full of aisles upon aisles of savings. Check them out, Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Minersville. They've got all of your grilling needs for that tailgate barbecue. If their weenies were any fresher,
you'd have to slap them.
That's right. And don't forget the Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on a Tumbling Run Road in Pottsville. They got the dairy line, the full line of dairy products from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to start the Saturday morning off just right. And, of course, their delicious iced tea and fruit drink products. It's Gears Dairy, the official hydrator of WPPA Sports. And, of course, Friday night light venues around the region. And the proverbial poop storm. Keep those pipes clean, Chaz.
Ain't no poop here this morning as we use Roto-Rooter.
That's the name. Watch your troubles down the drain.
And we'd like to thank St. Luke's University Health Network. Don't forget, we're all on the same team. St. Luke's Sports Medicine, SLUHN.org or 1-866-ST-LUKES. The Saturday Morning Oldies Show is coming up next on WPPA Pottsville and Translator W290 DP Pottsville. Have a great weekend, everybody.